This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Random Order Podcast, episode 87, man. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino. They also call me Jermaine Richards, man, if you knew me from when I was a child, man. It's all good. We got B-Baby Train in the building.
What's going on, everybody?
Yes, sir. My man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Slim Reaper.
Coming to you live, man. You know what it is. It's been a great, eventful episode. We talked about the last video, navigating life, following your life passions, going to school or not going to school. Fast and the Furious fucking 400 ghost stories. And of course, we answer the questions in the form of audio notes that y'all send into the Discord, man. Yeah. Before we get into this video, if you're watching this, if you're watching the video version of this episode, like that damn smash button, man. Get down there and like that fucking smash button. We ain't playing. I'm being serious. It's a straight face. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell so you can keep up with us and know what's going on when we drop and all that. The Discord link is below. Join the community. Come hang out.
Yeah.
Browse 4ie.ca as you watch this episode. Why not? Pick up a 4ie do-rag, man. Fuck you doing.
Fuck off. Don't fuck off, sorry. I meant
to say fuck off onto doing. The site. Okay, yeah. Keep us playing in the background, man. Enjoy the episode.
Yo, let's get it in.
Oh man.
God.
You know what time it is, man. Yeah. Wake y'all asses up, man.
Get up.
Thirsty.
What was that?
I'm not sure what that was. But them Eagles flying in, man.
Yeah.
You know, the real Eagles going to be subscribed and got the little bell situation situated.
Yeah. Mm.
Flying in.
And if it ain't situated, get situated.
Rise and shine.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yo, I just want to start the cast off by saying, yo, man, Sheldon going crazy with the clips all over at the Random Order.
Yes, sir.
That's, yo, sometimes I, and this is why we do it.
Yo, get me my B-boy stance.
Sometimes I watch the clips back. I'm like, yo, when the fuck do we say that?
I be forgetting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be forgetting. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, sometimes I watch the shit back and then I'm like, you know what I would say right there? And then I say it. I'm like, you fucking smartass.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I would say. How'd you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yo. Back. I don't know if we ever, spoke about this on the cast. Y'all know, over here at Random Order, we chronic smokers. I don't even say chronic smokers, but you know, we never shied away from our high stories, whatever. And yo, those seem to be the best stories.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best stories or topics to talk about on the cast. Mm-hmm. I know we had a lot of funny stories also in the comments, but I have right here beside me something that my friend put together called Psychedelic Water. Psychedelic water.
TM. Now, this is regular water, though.
Show. That's cool.
Well, we still keep getting shaky.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what that means.
You know, I wanna go ahead and practice. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of different drugs out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? But one of them, that's a mysterious kind. There's a good Netflix documentary on it, too. What was that one called?
Just Later Trip or some shit. Have a good trip.
Have a good trip, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
It's fucked.
I don't know if it's supposed to get you.
I don't know what's about to do to me, yeah.
Mild mood boosting psychedelic blend crafted to loosen you up and excite your senses.
It sounds like microdosing, like liquid microdosing.
I feel like it's like a
It smells gorgeous.
It smells delicious, yeah. But shout out to Corey, man. Congrats on this year product. Go ahead and try it out. So I'm just saying, if y'all see me start, you know what I mean, swatting at things, just leave me alone. I'm just,
you know what I like? You know what's dope I find is like our generation, or maybe more Gen Z, but kind of our generation too, is like we're branching into like different types of products. Word. You know what I mean? And like creating different types of products. You feel me? I felt like for a long time it was like clothes and like clothes, you know what I'm saying? And
T-shirts. Now it's like,
you know what I'm saying? Niggas are doing all types of shit. Waters, fucking alcohols, fucking
seltzer. Shout out to them Nelt boys, yeah, man.
Nelt boys, man.
Hey, throw them all boys up on the screen for me, Jack. I was talking about them yesterday because I think I was on Twitch. I was on Twitch and someone asked me if I would ever do like a prank with the Nelt boys. And I told them a story about when they came on a group chat and we're kind of talking about all the, this is around the time when a lot of fake pranks are going on and we started talking back and forth and they're just like, yo, man, we just want to stick to like real shit because that's most authentic and da da da. And we're just like, you know what I mean? Keep doing it. That chat is still up.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how well that resonated to this day because they stuck with that real shit and look where it got them. But they just launched their own seltzer. So we want to send a special random order. Love to those boys.
Big fat there. Golden stuffed eagle.
Yes, sir.
To the Nelt boys, man.
Nelt boys is called Happy Dad Seltzer. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it comes to Canada till next year. To August.
Till August?
Yeah.
Well, they're in Florida next week, so we finna get involved with that. Yeah, so you might see me laying down somewhere. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I think that's really dope. I watched the video they put out. Mm-hmm. A couple days ago about it. And like what I like about it is like, you know, niggas want to do shit, they do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? They take the time, they learn the market, they reach out to who they got to reach out to get that quality. And it's like when I watch it, it made me think of y'all niggas, because that's the same way, like, you know, you guys do things over here at 4YE. So like, yes, sir. I appreciated that.
Yes, sir. You want to build something that lasts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I think often when we get them questions in, you know what I'm saying, them Discord questions in there, it's a lot of questions asking about how you gotta do this, how you gotta do that. There's a right way and there's an easy way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, usually you know within yourself, okay, I'm rushing this shit, or I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. now let me fucking exactly. I know I'm taking my time and I know what my intentions are and I'm trying to fucking you know.
Yeah.
Only do quality shit, and quality shit usually takes time. So
yeah.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And like I thought even with us, like We did like test episodes before we did this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas didn't just like put the first shit out. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, there's shit that y'all
one, we like really care about the quality. Two, we'll definitely get canceled with that episode. it's a terrible. You guys may think I'm a great bro. I'm a piece of shit offline. I mean, by the standards of like the internet and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a fucking great guy, but.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess murder.
It wasn't. Yeah, yeah. The thing was, I really wanted to put the episode out because it was just like I was more like more so antsy. I'm kind of the antsy one to say like, yo, fuck that shit, because it was just. Yeah. I feel like people always will just see the good in people. You know what I mean? Like, niggas know we're not evil niggas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, it's hard because the niggas that don't know us be, you know what I'm saying, all that type of time of like, oh, cancel, we gotta get rid of these guys. You know?
Right. Yeah,
but we weren't even saying nothing crazy. But
you know, it's funny. It's funny you said. Can we talk very quickly about Jermaine's new video that he just put out?
Yeah. Oh yeah, life, right? Yeah, man. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
So like, I just want to touch on something real fast. Cause like, you know, the part where you talk about kind of how everybody around you was kind of shy, and then Trevon was kind of always like
fucking screaming,
push
shit
it to the limit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when I seen that shit, I'm like, dawg, that's so true. Like, and I think, you know, that's just like a dynamic that I feel like, yo, it just brings out the best in everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel the same way when I'm around this thing. I'm like, damn, look at this guy. Like, this guy's just like, he's just out there with it, you know?
It's a balance. Like, why not? Like, a day with me and Julian, it's a very quiet, reserved day. We're fucking busting jokes all day, but just pretty much in between us. But all Toronto, he's like fucking, nigga, everyone can hear this nigga laughing in the store. The whole entire Canadian tires.
But and the thing is though, it always leads to some ill shit. Cause there's been a lot of times I've been like, all right, bro, let's fucking go. Shit. But then it's like, yo, that was fucking sick. We had a good time. We did some shit I never set out to do that day.
And it's lit.
Or that was a terrible idea and we should never fucking do that.
Yeah.
Never
done
that
shit. Bro, the thing is, I was literally talking about that shit to somebody because I was like, I just had this random reflection that I remember one time I went to a parent-teacher interview and he said something basically along the lines of like, if I put more of my energy into like my work than into being like the class
always
clown
say that
type
shit.
Yeah. Like I'd get like a lot better marks or whatever. I'm like, bro, it's literally always been something in me as a kid. Like I didn't want to be the loudest. I just like had so much energy and I'm just like, bro, I literally can't contain it. Like sometimes when I laugh, I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna laugh that loud. And I hear some shit, I'm like, bro, that's just I literally cannot control that shit. But
yeah, no, for sure.
That video was crazy, man. Cause also being around Jermaine, like as a kid, like he was just quiet, like super, super quiet. Like if we're dancing, he was in the corner. We'd always say, yo, Jermaine's a shy one. But it's like, bro,
oh, yeah, fuck that
kids
shit.
Are fucked too, because we're over there saying, oh, he's the shy one. Like, bro, just pointing the finger at him. I'm like, yo, I'm
doing it. Well, now y'all niggas blowing up my scene. Like, I'm not finna do shit.
But yeah, bro, that shit is wild, man. But it's also crazy because just as kids, I was saying to Jermaine that we're just not really afraid. We don't really have the fear of maybe like failing or you know what I mean? We just want to go out and just like do things. You know what I'm saying? Whereas like adults are we have to be realistic now. Or teenagers like, oh, we have to start being realistic. And that was the greatest fear that I started facing in high school. Was like, all right, yo, when are you going to cut this shit out? Because you got to get serious. And
yeah,
I was just
nah,
like,
bro, for
like,
sure.
No why? Yeah. Like, why do I have to get serious?
Bro, the world that kills the inner child in you. So a lot of people say, like, oh, just like always keep that inner child, like keep in touch with that. Like that's the inner child is just doesn't give a fuck about fear. It's just pure naive. What's the fucking naiveness?
Naivety.
Yeah. Don't use naiveness.
Yeah.
Just pure naiveness. You're not think like fear is not factored into your decisions. It's just like, yo, what would be like the most creative, cool shit? Oh, what if we did this and this and that? But then, like, you become an adult. Well, then you got to think about this and what about that? That can't work because this. And then you're just coming up with a million reasons on why not. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like at least this part of the world just conditions you to just fucking, like, give up on a lot of that shit and, like, cause you to push you to be realistic. And
for sure.
And that goes, it goes a long way because, like, your whole attitude changes from that. Your whole... The way you walk, the way you know what I mean? The way you move, the way you carry yourself is just like all factored on what died in you type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And it's also so hard. I remember just always being like the goofy, the loud one that didn't really have a plan, like trying to tell people a plan that I didn't know was a plan. That was the hardest part, especially like, but when Jermaine was on the same page, that's what I felt the most safest and the most like, I felt like I had a net. I'm just like, well, Jermaine's down for this shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, yeah.
Like, the safety light's still on this nigga. You still? Yeah, I think we're good, nigga. Yeah, this nigga thinks it, so.
Bro, that was literally my only argument against my father was like, Dad, you know what Jermaine's down with this? Like,
you're the smartest, son.
So you know what your favorite one is? Oh,
nigga. Talk to that nigga.
Just sit down with that guy. But I just it's crazy because we talk about this all the time, but it's crazy how like that unseen energy that you just kind of feel and depend on to say like I guess we call it faith is just it's there, but you don't know what it
is. What it
I remember
is,
even like when me and Jermaine started actually when the wheels started turning on that bus, like we sat down and said, yo, there was a time where I was like, I was ready to say, okay, yo, fuck this shit. Let me just apply for a course and, like, you know what I mean? Get that off my back. Because it was just stress. But it's like, there was still something there to say, like, yo, I feel like something, like, we could do something here.
Yeah,
like,
and that, for sure.
That feeling, like, never really faded type of thing. It's always like, yo, like, even now we're talking about, like, yo, what more can we do? Like, what is there else to add to the podcast? What else is there to, like, add to this and add to that? But it's like, if that shit died in me a long time ago, like I'll just be someone totally different, bro. Like,
right.
That should be sad, man. So that was a great video still.
Yeah. Oh, what made you like do that video right now?
Damn, nigga, the fuck made me do that shit.
Oh, man.
I don't know what, in general, I'm just thinking of just, I don't know, other forms of content that I can get into. Right. And I'll just like paying attention to what, I guess what I watch, we've always talked about making shit that we like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch a lot of fucking video essays and why does this work or why does this happen or how this did that. And I'm like, fuck, I just be the nigga clicking on that shit. So I thought of what I could offer. And then I mean, for the longest time, people would ask us why we started making videos and doing comedy and all that. And then we always just had the answer, like, I don't know, we just wanted to make our own world star. Mm-hmm. And so, well, our manager started asking, like, she's like, there has to be more to that. I'm like, oh, actually, yeah, we did, like, carry around a camcorder growing up and making videos with our siblings and blah, blah, blah. But then, I don't know, just spending more time with myself and, like, especially meditating. I realized a lot of shit meditating. Shit that I already knew. It's not no old news. I literally fucking closed my eyes and like just remember it. I'm like, oh, fuck, that did. I do remember watching a lot of Seinfeld, and I see the parallels between my dad's sense of humor and our sense of humor. And I don't know. I just started to trace all that back, and I just started writing, and then, I don't know, just became a piece.
I feel that.
Like, oh, fuck. It came out. It was a little experiment. I wasn't going to do it. I just started writing it and then read it through. I'm like, yeah, this could be a video.
Yeah.
I'm trash out, but.
Oh, man.
I feel like it, like
I oh and know. Then my bad and then yeah. fucking I don't know, I just remember, yo, that feeling of being lost as a fucking kid,
bro,
and everyone just, yo, it just feels like you're in a simulation and everyone's like, I'm good, I got accepted here, I'm going here, my dad's here, and then your parents, you got to do this and you got to do that, and you go to a relative's house, like, you not even are you healthy, are you, nigga, did you sign up for fucking school, you do that, you do that, you're getting ready to get that paper,
it's a constant fucking beat down, bro.
So like I didn't really have anyone to talk to about it. I'm sure there was a couple YouTube videos out there that could have helped me, but I just felt like we've been getting them questions about like, yo, I'm about to graduate, I don't know what to do, so I don't know, just thought about
right.
I feel like this could help someone, and it's just like information I have sitting in my head, not doing anything. So,
most definitely, for sure,
bro.
And that's crazy, man. I feel like, you know, even like just growing up and shit, like that school shit was just like it was more important than everything else, bro. It didn't matter if you didn't get fucking locked up. It didn't matter if you didn't yell at your parents. Nothing else mattered. That's the only thing that mattered, bro. So it's like, it's crazy, man. This morning, my aunt was like, you know, like, I didn't go to school either, but she's like, you know, like, you're healthy, you're not rude, like, you're not in any trouble, you don't have any kids. I'm like, thank you. Like, yes. Like, yes.
Exactly. There it is. Say that again.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, for sure. I think that video is going to be, like, pivotal for a lot of people, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
Nah, sure, it's, I feel like everything in life is, like, It happened when I took shrooms for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
that was like
the only time. Yeah, literally. But it was just something, and even that was something within myself that I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna do it until like I feel like I'm ready. We're in quarantine. I just felt like whatever, I was ready. But
yeah,
we had no other options, right? So I'm like, all right, hand me the sack of shrooms.
Like, I just felt like everything was on pause. So I'm just like, yo, while I'm paused, Let me just examine, you know what I mean? The world type shit.
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
I felt like everything was just stopped. So I'm like, all right, this is the best time to, no one's going to be calling me. I don't have anything to do. Like, we're just, let's get trippy. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like in that moment, I saw like so many lines and it's almost like I'm going to make a fucking anime connection here. Wow. Look at me in Demon Slayer. When they saw the lines or the whispering, you know what I mean, with the swords or whatever, it's almost like those lines are always there, but like you don't see them until you see them. And you're like, yo, that is so crazy. Because me and Jermaine just kept talking back and forth. I'm like, okay, but how do we know this? And it was like, oh, because this is that. Like, it sounds weird because I'm just saying this isn't that. But like that video really kind of connected everything to say, bro, like he was really that shy. I was really the loud one. My dad was really like that. But if you really want to go back even some more, like we're working on some shit right now with the whole team, and these niggas are just diving into our brains, like pushing us. Okay, we give them an answer. Okay, but what else is there? And I'm just like, bro, our dad was like terrified of us ending up like him, where it's like he didn't go to school, but he wasn't privileged to go to school like that. So it was like he was pushing us to go to school, do this, go do that. And he just has this fear of like, of just, I guess failure. Like,
it's fear. It's fear of failure. Right?
Yeah, it's a fear of failure.
And it was just like we didn't really have that. But at the same time, he kind of put pressure on us to, I guess, to not to say to make it, but like while we're doing this, like my only thing was like, fuck, like, yo, what is dad gonna say? You know what I mean? And maybe that may have been the good thing, Could have eased up on us a little bit.
I feel like I still would have been doing it at the same intensity if I just maybe even more, because
probably more, bro.
Yo, I know. I felt like I felt more flexible at the moment. Like, remember the day he said, "Yo, all right, guys, came home from work." He's like, "Yo, don't worry about going to school. Like, it's always going to be there. I'm not going to give you a time limit. Just like do your thing. Don't forget about school."
Not
going to
give you a time limit.
I felt like I could. Wow. I just felt way more flexible. So like my mind wasn't like, contracted. Like, oh fuck, you got to do this. To like every move has to be like your most successful move. To like impress him and like convince him that you don't have to go to school. So after that, I was like, all right, I could just think more freely and like, you know what I'm saying? We were still working this shit. We're still definitely motherfucking lifting boxes. That didn't go away.
Yeah,
but
it's just, I feel like the world is everybody in our society is in this, how would I say it? We're in this like constant rotation. We're in the same flow of like, what's the word, man? We're in the same flow of like, all right, follow this procedure. You know what I mean? Like the same kind of talks of like, go to school, go to work, get a job, have family, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like we're in that constant thing with a lot of our parents, like trying to beating down on us to like, go do this, go do that. But I feel like the more of us that are breaking out of that and breaking out of that cycle are giving our future kids to come that 100%. Chance and that opportunity to not feel that pressure. And then like their kids to not feel that pressure, because there's still a lot of people like, again, messaging us, which I feel why that video was like very much needed. They're going through the same thing like right now. And a lot of their parents like maybe in that same bro, there's some super rich parents are still saying like, nope, I made it. Y'all got to go to school.
Got to do it the same way I did.
Yeah, I got it my way. You know,
I seen a comment under that video of a man said, I think he said he's 26. He just graduated with a law degree and he's like, I don't want that shit. I'm like, bro, like, that's not a little bit of school, my nigga.
That's
like,
not a little bit.
School. That's stressing. Fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
if I'm stressing, I want it to be about some shit that I actually care about. Because I can stress out and be like, fuck this shit. But I'm like, okay, I still want to do it, though. But nigga, doing that architecture homework, I'm like, fuck this shit, and that's it.
Bro, I think the one of the greatest points you made in that video was the World Star comments. And y'all still wanted to do it even after those World Star comments, right? Because I think that's like the real, like...
I remember that,
right? You know what I mean? Like, bro, still want to do this shit, even though niggas are flaming you up.
I'm getting cooked as I'm trying to fucking write another video. I'm like, okay, so we don't do what these niggas are roasting me about. Throw away that Forever 21 t-shirt.
Bro, I still look like Banks, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, still look like Banks 2.0.
Bro, these niggas got at my eyebrows, bro. But it was like, they couldn't take that joy away from, like, bro, we got on World Star. And we just wanted to keep coming back and back and back until we could change. I remember the day I said, like, yo, I'm going to fucking, like, I want to be on here so regular where these niggas, like, remember when we switched the comments where it's like one day it was just like all the hate, all negative, and then all of a sudden we're like, bro, we got good reviews on the World Star
World Star video.
Yo,
love when these niggas post on World Star.
And I was
hold on,
gotta pat yourself on the back, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy what just like,
and that's really like what it is. That's life. Like, that's like, you have to keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And then people will start to really see the way you see it. You feel me? And that's the same thing I feel like what happened with your pops, right? Eventually, like, he had to see it the way y'all were seeing it and just be like, all right. You know what I mean?
Like, you can stop whatever you're doing and just call it a day, or you could keep going and just the niggas that like it are going to like it and they're going to keep coming back. And it's as simple as that, bro. We were doing videos for a minute where it was like 10,000 views. It was literally slowly climbing to 10,000 views. I'm spamming Facebook pages, spamming like my friends and shit, and it was just like, bro, but we just had that love for whatever we're doing to continue doing it. And it was just like, eventually like it paid off, but it's just I don't know, like that drive to do that shit while my dad was like kind of on us or whatever, it was just,
it's tough,
that to me was just forever better than saying like, bro, I 100% I was not going to school. That was like the biggest foot I ever put down on my dad. I'm like, bro, you can't point to a program that I'm gonna say I like except for cooking. Cooking was gonna be my only exception. And when I told my dad, I said, okay, I'll settle for cooking.
How much do they receive, nigga?
Send me to Jackassers, bro. I'll be happy. Like,
Yeah. Oh man. Important. Bro. And that's the thing.
I'm happy. That's what you're asking me. What I would like to go to school for. What I want. And to me, I'm like, bro, I know you work hard for your money, dad. So why would you want me to waste it? Stop about that, man. I'm like, all right, this is a you problem, my nigga.
Let me ask you guys something, because how do you think like you didn't, I guess, take on that line of thinking? Because that's what raised you, right? Like, that line of thinking is what raised you. Your pops raised you. So I asked myself the same thing, because I definitely grew up in that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I definitely grew up in that, just like, I should be like on the school train. I should be like, yes, let's fucking get it. You know what I mean? Because that's all I know. I don't know anything else other than that. Like, that's what was being taught to me. Right. But for some reason, like, regardless, I still just didn't feel that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, I just feel like, yo, sure. I had a good dynamic as an individual. I had Jermaine, who was like really smart and like under my dad's good side. But then I had Ryan, who was like kind of pushing my dad's buttons, but like in the wrong ways. Like, Ryan was more so trying to figure shit out, but he was getting in trouble, like just doing like dumb shit type of thing, like getting suspended for whatever. Like, I was kind of always in the middle, where it's like I would do good shit, but then I'll get suspended the next day. But I remember always like my dad constantly say, my kids are smarter than me, man. And I'm just like, I started really that boosted my self-esteem to say like, yo, we were questioning my dad from a very young age that like, half the jokes we do now on this shit, it was like, we just questioned him, like, okay, why are you getting up and burping? And he would laugh at the shit, because we were just really smart for our age to say, like, yo, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? So I feel like that constant questioning him on, like, okay, well, why are you mad at that? Especially when we started chilling with Julian, and Julian's around my dad now, and he's like, bro, why'd your dad even do that? I'm like, bro, I don't know. That's just how he's programmed. But when we started to see, like, we're not programmed like him, and we're not in his time, especially when we got the internet, and the moment when we saw that YouTube was going to be something that we kind of called out, and then it became that, and we saw what it was becoming. Met up with like Daystorm and all these people showing us this, and we're telling my dad, like, yo, trust us. Yeah. I feel like that was all we needed to say, like, bro, like, we don't have to be kind of afraid and listen to you because you're our dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess so, I guess knowledge is power and shit. Because, it was a lot harder when we're like sort of just going off of like just faith of just like, I don't know, nigga, it just feels good. I don't know if we're going to make money off of this. I don't know how that's going to work, but we hope so, and we're going to continue.
Right.
Versus after we like know for a fact, like, yo, we met Daystorm Power. This nigga told us how much money he's making off these deals and like what deals are coming up for us. And this guy is telling us that our shit is good and to keep going. So we had more information to give to him. So like we had, you know, we can sit there and have a conversation and like, you know.
And I think what's dope is that your pops, like, big up to your pops for receiving that information, right? Because, you know, a lot of, especially Caribbean people, parents of immigration or, you know, that migrated here, that, you know, they don't want to understand it. They don't understand it. And that's just it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your pops is actually like, okay, like, Let me have an open mind, you know?
That took years, bro.
Nah, for sure. I'm already knowing, bro. I'm knowing, bro.
I just feel like it's just that you know, and this goes all the way down to fucking racism and shit, because it's not easy for a black man. It's not easy for a black man
talk about
raising
it,
his kids. It's not easy for us to get jobs. And like, you know what I mean? Coming up in that time, it was just, things are different now. Things are changing now. But like, when my dad first came here, you have to remember, like, bro, my dad is like a kid. And I'm happy to see that now when I'm around my dad, I see more of the kid in him. He's less stressed out. He sees like things going on.
I think that's because y'all are good, right?
And he's like chilling out. But I'm like, I'm like, yo, I tell you, even Jermaine, I'm like, yo, we have a big part to play in that, to say like, yo, we kind of changed his mindset and like how he looks at things. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not done growing just because you're a fucking 40-year-old man. Like, you're not done growing. Your mind can never be done growing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
change in him to see like, okay, like, my kids are right. Maybe I do need to. He had so much time to reflect on himself to say, yo, okay, what else can I change around here? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's like gardening and shit. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, doing things that he's just like he would never do before. And I'm just like, bro, like, that's
fire.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I feel that, bro.
I feel like it just changed, like, you shift the paradigm of like what paradigm.
Thank you.
I thought that was the word, but I wasn't sure.
Possible. So in your mind, it's like, okay, this is how life works, and then you got to do this and you got to do that, and that's out of the question. That can happen. But then we showed, I'm like, oh fuck, nigga, that shit is possible. I guess what else did I think was impossible that I could be wrong about?
Right,
bro. That is like, it's literally, we're me and Jermaine were the Mythbusters, and my dad was the fucking nigga saying, you can't do that. Like, you ain't gonna bust this. Once you see what you're so like afraid of just shatter, and you're like, yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. You're how'd you get on the, you ever see when a nigga saying like, yo, my brother was like, Ryan was like this a lot, where it's just like, I'm like, yo, there's no way you're getting up on top of that fence. And he's standing on top of the fence. You're like, oh, wait, hold on. Like,
you
start figuring out, okay, wait, how can I get up on top of the fence?
Right.
I think it was just a constant thing of that. Like, we just kept proving ourselves. We're like, oh, okay. Like, for sure. So if that's possible, then this. And bro, to this day, like, I feel like it's just, you keep challenging yourself. And that's why we say all the cliches of like setting new goals. And then when you reach that goal, you set a new one that's a little bit higher. Then you set a new one that's a little bit higher. It's like, bro, that shit, like, it sounds crazy, but it'd be working.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's fire. Mm-hmm. That's fire, bro. Shout out to that. Shout out to your pops. Shout out to you guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what would have happened if you said, nah, you got to go to school still.
I was going to ask that question, but you really can't even answer that, man.
Nigga, I don't know.
You really can't even answer that, bro.
Yo, it was so... And I'm not even saying this to, like, say fuck school or whatever. Like, you know, nobody go to school and shit. If that's your fucking... Mm-hmm. If you think that's your path and your path requires school, mm-hmm. then by all means. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if I had a goal... And to get to that goal, I need to go through school. Then that's different. That I know why I'm going through the everyday shit. But if my goal wasn't even in sight. I'm like, I don't know, nigga. I'm just going to fucking school because I have to. And then I don't know. Maybe I finish, and then maybe I get a job, or like, is that how it works? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I didn't know why I was waking up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fucking all the way to Friday. I'm like,
yep, bro. And I just think, you know, like when you were there and like. Why am I? It's like when you're there and you're looking around and like everybody else is happy and you're not. It's like, it's weird, bro. It's like,
yo, what's wrong with me then?
It's like, what do you mean? Yo. I'm supposed to want to be here, but I don't want to be here. So like, why am I here? You know,
bro, I got the acceptance letter. Everyone else is happy and posting their shit up and Facebook this and Facebook that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Bro. I'm actually like, it was sad to get that letter. I'm like, fuck,
niggas,
I'm
a 1,000%, a 1,000% see me in Humber. Like, oh, fuck, you're here. 1,000%. Yeah, I'm here still. Yeah.
When Humber said sorry, Trevon, I said yes.
Go kiss the dean.
Yo, fuck. Because I just knew. I'm like, bro, this is just a letter buying me more time to just. Do like what I gotta do, like
to really figure this shit out. Yeah,
I was all right to get the Blazings. I was fine because I'm like, bro, like whatever, blaze me. But it's just like that was just yo. And I feel like to me, like bro, a lot of like other people's happiness and a lot of other people's happiness sometimes is not even their happiness. It's a suit.
Yeah,
it's a cover up. It's a mask that they're wearing over because it's like, bro, a lot of people that was like kind of again like shunning me for like, oh, not going to school or whatever. It's like, bro, I talk to them now. It's like they're either in a totally different program or a totally different field. I'm just like, bro, like,
or they're totally in my DMs asking me how a fucking SD card works and shit.
Exactly. Like,
you're gonna need more than 512 megabytes. Like, what, you an idiot?
Are you went to school for this shit?
It's backwards, nigga. Come on.
Bro, nah, that shit is I don't know, man. It's hard to do just because it's a lot of it is just faith and just saying like, yeah, like yo, trust me, this can work, and you don't really know how it's gonna work, but
I can't explain to you. Nothing's tangible. Like, yo, until you get it, you know, it's nothing tangible until you get it. So
yo, even if that video does help you out, and like, it's still different than when you're facing it in real life,
bro.
And you're gonna have your own unique situation, so you could. Look at someone else's situation and like, ah, that's where that's where you're lucky because my situation is just what I'm dealing with. Someone else could look at your shit like, I see how I could get around that, but my situation is this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's different when you got to fit. You got your own set of problems. Right. You got to prove that you fucking want the shit that you say you want.
Right.
Bro, yeah. And I feel like that's kind of also what kind of made my dad see it. You know what I mean? Like, for one, he had to look at me and say, okay, this nigga's actually like
what was he locked in?
Like, actually wants something.
Goals, like, Trevon.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, that shit just wasn't in my line of field, bro. It wasn't, bro, even Bent Thomas, bro, Jamaican teacher, just like, bro, a mother figure to me, bro. Like, telling her, like, yo, I'm not applying for school. I'm not doing this. And she didn't know why. And she's trying to tell me. And I'm just like, okay, miss, if you can give me a good enough reason as to why I should go to school, because you have to get a job, you have to go to work. I'm like, bro, but is that, like, is that sort of making me happy type shit? Mm-hmm. And she was the happiest teacher. So proud of me when I'm coming back showing her, I'm like, yo, it worked. Like, this is what I'm doing now. This worked. Up to this day, like, we still keep in contact. Like, say, oh, my son, go look at your 4IE do-rags. Yeah, him like that. I'm like, bro, like, if I went to school, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? That'd be out the question.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
But you got, I mean, people just be projecting what they believe in their own fears. Then it might not even be any, they may not have, like, bad intentions per se. It was just like, yo, this is what I strongly believe. It's just like, fucking, nigga, the sky is up. Nigga, what do you mean? You're gonna, that's impossible because that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you show them.
That's something that I struggle with, bro. Like, to this day, of just like understanding just where people's minds are at when they don't see your vision, right?
Right.
Because, you know, as artists, they say, I'm an artist, I'm sensitive about my shit. Like, that's real shit. You know what I mean? So I've struggled with that with family. I've struggled with that with friends where it's like, okay, yeah, you're not on the same page as me, and technically you're not supporting me because the way that I feel like I need support isn't the way you're giving it to me, but I still know that it's not because you, like, hate me or because you're just, like, mad about something. It's like, it's just, you're just worried and shit and you just want the best.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
For me, but fuck, I'm gonna have to see you when I get it then, I guess, you know? Because right now we can't really see eye to eye, you know?
Right.
And that's just what it has to be real. Sometimes.
It's a tough filter to put up, honestly.
Yeah, it really is. It is.
It is. But then you just go back in the paint and fucking, all right, let me get back into this shit again.
Yeah.
Like, while you're doing it, like, nothing.
Put the
else,
energy.
Fuck, it's just like you're having a blast doing what you actually believe in. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters at the moment.
Bro, at the end of the day, Rick and Morty is a very successful animation cartoon show written by the mind of someone that just, like, that was not limited. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be a different mind, a different man, a different woman to come up with that show. To say, like, yo, it's just, I don't know. Like, you gotta just don't want to go off on your own and just say, all right, like, I know what I'm doing, and just kind of believe in yourself. That's all it really takes. Cause, like, I look at some creations, some shows, like, bro, I mean, you can look at Steve Jobs, you can name a bunch of people that just went off and did their thing. That's just, like, on a different level, but it's just like, bro, I'm pretty sure they had niggas in their ear saying, nah, what you doing? Like,
iPod, nigga, fuck.
iPod, bro? Yo, niggas, oh my god. And we always say that shit on New York show. Yo, I seen your little show. Bro, and they say, I seen your little sketch. I'm like, bro, why you gotta be little?
Seen your little movie, man.
Yo, why you gotta be little?
We worked very hard on that little movie.
Yeah, man. Damn, this is like a super fucking serious episode, but I want to ask you guys one more thing just about, like, time. Like, how do you guys feel about, I guess the time in which you guys, I don't know, do you guys feel like you've made it, or do you feel like you still, you know, you still, there's still shit, you know, you still got a ways.
Well, if you keep, if you keep moving your target and keep, you know, creating new goals, then you'll, I mean, you'll never be there. But the shit I'm doing now and like where I'm at right now, I'm just, again, you think back to that inner child and like the goals you had back then. Mm-hmm. If you could just like flash and fucking teleport to where you are right now, if that inner, that, that little kid could teleport to where you are right now and see where shit is, you'd be amazed.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I'm just like fucking, maybe I'm feeling unmotivated or some shit. I'm sitting back and I'm like, hold on, though. I bought this off what I want to do. I bought this off comedy. This comedy bought this table, this computer screen, this light, this fucking camera, this laptop.
Yeah.
Everything in this room was bought because I did comedy and made these videos and shit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Speak on like, I feel like time and like the time limit we feel we have sometimes is like really fucking, it fucks people up sometimes. Bro.
But it fucks people up because why?
Because, you know, there's a societal standard of success.
That's it. I'm gonna stop right there. That's it.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But I wanna I want y'all to put y'all opinion on it, because I don't know. Do you feel like you made it when you wanted to make it? Or do you feel like you accomplished things when you want? Did it happen later than you expected, earlier than you expected, type shit?
I think it happened. Like, it was just, we never really set anything to say, like, and bro, again, we're just talking about this. Like, we never really set anything to say, okay, we made it. Like, this is our mark, and like, we made it. Because, like, again, like Jay said, the shit kept moving to say, all right, now we're doing this, now we're doing this, we're working on something else. It's like, there's now a new goal to like kind of reach. But if you're like looking back at shit and you know what I mean, when the first like pandemic hit and everyone's like talking about working from home, like, bro, we're still doing things and making a living off things and really happy at what we're doing and seeing great success or whatever. And people are still like kind of talking down on what we're doing, like, oh, y'all work from home, like, that ain't a real job, man. Like,
are you shirtless right now, bro?
Your boxer still.
Like, you know, when do you clock in, though? And it's just like, it was always like that kind of put down thing. But if you're good in your mind to say, like, I don't know, I don't really look at my age as shit. And I often forget how old I am sometimes. I really do. Like, I really forget, like, oh, I'm supposed to accomplish this by that. Because everything's going to happen on your own time, just because you're, you start off with a different, like a different, what's the word I'm looking for? You just start off on a different path than everyone else. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really measure time with on the next man's time.
And let me say, I honestly think that a lot of the, I guess, steps in life, I feel like it feels the same no matter when you get it or no matter when you accomplish it.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all were driving at, what, 15, 16? I didn't get my first car till I was like 23. And bitch, I was happy when I got that.
You still going to McDonald's for no reason?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, like, I'll go right now.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll drop you off, nigga. You should. Okay.
$5.
Exactly. Yeah. Just anybody that's feeling like, you know, when it happens, bro, I'm telling you, it's going to feel the same way as when it happened to the next nigga three years ago or whatever, you know?
Dude, and that like, again, that mindset is very important to have and like kind of get a hold of, because if you're so worried about the time and shit's not happening on your time or you feel you should be further or whatever, like that's gonna dictate how you move everyday type of thing.
It's like you're like in a panic constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I gotta fucking hurry up and get this. Yeah. I gotta hurry up and get, oh fuck, that guy got this. Oh, motherfucking Justin Bieber got signed at 10 years old. Yeah. Nigga.
Yeah. Bro, if I'm comparing, Justin Bieber is my age, I'm a fucking scrub right now. But like, I'm a spit on me, nigga. Like, bro, I'm terrible right now. What am I doing, nigga? Bow Wow.
Yeah, how old was Bow?
Bro, come on. A baby with 2 years old, some shit, nigga.
What was I doing at that age? Like, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah, for
sure. Like, I literally shot my pants at age 5, bro. Like,
Bow was spitting hot 16s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you just, it's a lot of people in society, they just want to look at the next man. And that's why Instagram and all that shit is terrible if you don't know how to filter out that type of thing. Because it's just, you start to grow this evilness inside of you that's just like, it's not you, bro. It's not you. And that's why even last time, I think Sir Eagleton was asking about
the jealousy thing.
And I said, bro, that shit can grow from something so small and just like a plant. It's just a little seed. That's all it needs. A little seed, a little water. And I'll grow into some shit that you may not even know how to handle anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that shit's important to watch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Crazy.
I feel like you're always gonna want shit as soon as possible. Who the fuck says, all right, nigga, I'm down.
Yeah.
$1 million today or $1 million fucking nigga in 5 years. I want that shit today. Yeah. But a lot of the shit that we thought we wanted instantly, like blowing up or just like just being million subscribers right off the bat, we always say looking back, like, damn, like I'm glad we didn't get a million subscribers when we thought we, or when we really wanted it, because we weren't ready for shit. If we had the eyes of a million people on us, then we would have felt like the shit that we were doing, like the level that we were working at was like high enough. I feel like there wouldn't be as much motivation to like go and get it. Like we work on a video, this is the best shit ever, put it up, 3,000 views, like, fuck, okay, what do we do wrong? Okay, how do we, okay, maybe let's make it shorter. Let's try this. Do that. It's the best video ever. Oh, fuck, nigga, 2,000 views. Okay.
You know, I think honestly, the return fan base wouldn't be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they wouldn't appreciate it the same.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because we see viral moments all the time. We see, you know, people get that quick million and that's it. Like, that's the only million they get because
it's a lot of pressure to make that next million.
And the next thing they make is not good because they weren't really ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that, bro. I always feel every moment that, like, didn't happen for me in terms of like just my life, when it did happen, I was like, yo, I'm happy it should happen right now. Cause,
yes, sir.
You know what I mean? If it did earlier, I wouldn't be ready for it type shit. So it's weird how life works out like that, man.
Yeah, it's weird. This shit's crazy. You gotta I just feel like it goes the same thing with hating on just the next man's operation. Like, bro, that's what you got going on. Like,
next man operation, man.
Like, how you know what he got going on? It's just not gonna be the same as what you got going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like,
You looking at every other operation but your operation, man.
Look what you got going on, man. You know,
you always find some shit to appreciate. And always, I feel like just being in that mindset of, you know, gratitude and stuff, like lack, or like every day you're going to compare experience in your life with the mindset of, fuck, I don't have enough, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, versus like, yo, I'm grateful for this, I'm glad I do have a fucking, you know, it's a nice fucking pair of socks, and I like these shorts a lot. It's a different mindset.
The shit that you hate is the shit a next nigga love, bro. I'm telling you, that's real shit.
Yeah, and it fucks you up when you see somebody love some shit that you thought was like trash to you. Your man's coming like, yo, you're not gonna use this, nigga? Right, y'all take it. Hold on, nigga. Bro, I'm gonna sleep on it.
Nigga, Shonda came to the crib. I'm leaving Toronto. Shonda came to the crib. I'm like, hey, man, you can take, I'm about 30 speakers out. These, nigga? I'm like, no, hold on. That's what I'm saying. What's up?
I'm tripping. Hold on.
I forgot they got the bass booster things on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's really like that, man.
That's life, man. Facts.
It's really like that. That's funny as hell, man.
Yes, sir.
Fuck. Damn, about 40 minutes of that Rhea shit.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is. It's probably going to be an easy episode for Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, shout my man Jack hustling,
man.
And they feeling Jack too.
Yeah, they feeling Jack, man. Yo, Jack, go ahead, do me a favor, put up a picture of yourself.
Choose your hottest pick, man. Take all the time you need to find the fucking hottest pick.
Yeah. And put under it, you know, I called him earlier today. He answered the phone. He said, "What's up, boss man?" So put boss man under your pick, Jack. Yeah. You boss man, sir.
I like that. Nigga, every Jack is good in my books. As far as I can't think of one bad. You got Jack Frost, chillin'.
Jack Daniels, that nigga, motherfucker.
Jack Daniels, my man.
That nigga be crazy.
Jack Sparrow,
yes,
facts. He be making movies.
Jackie Robinson,
Jackie baby. Chan. That's my man's
man.
Do we have a nigga named Jack that used to play for the Raptors? His name was Jack, right?
Oh,
I think his last name was Jack.
What was that guy's name? He was a weird number. He was a low number or something.
Yeah,
like
it was a weird number, and he was bald. I just remember that. Jack.
I bet he's cool as
Jack
shit.
Jack Armstrong. He's our sportscaster.
That's my man. I remember that.
He loves saying that shit. That's a shit.
I can't remember his name, but. Yeah, there's a lot of good Jacks, man.
Jack from Titanic held it down in the fucking ice cold waters of, was it Atlantic Ocean and shit?
Yeah, where was he?
Something like
that. See, he was number one.
Of course he is, man. That's Jack.
Jack.
Who? Who you talking about?
That nigga. The nigga that played on the Raptors named Jack.
Oh, yeah, Jared Jack.
But you know what I'd never do, though? If I, like, what? All right, realistically, Well, first off, hold on. We're just talking about a new movie coming out, the Quiet Place 2.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I thought you were gonna do some claps. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There they go. So we was just talking about, like, you know what I mean, number two coming out, and I don't know if it's just me, but you know what I'm saying, usually number one, it just gets me. You know what I'm saying? Then when number two always comes out, it's always just like, I feel like I have, what is it, like high expectations for it. So this should be letting me down. So,
well,
like,
you gonna try again?
Yeah. Like, I feel like, do that shit again. Yeah, it's like, it's always like on, you, what Drake say, you always get hype on one song, do that shit again or something like that. Right. Like, it's, yeah, I feel, man, like it's, you know, it's that pressure, like, but that. It's just like, I can never just sit back and enjoy a movie because I'm over here asking everybody, you seen QP2. How that was. It wasn't that good. It was just,
yeah,
you know,
why not?
Like
why not?
No, for sure, for sure, for sure. So, yeah. All right, so who came back? And I kind of feel finagled when they go back in time to make number two to say, all right, so we showed y'all how this happened, but let me take y'all back a bit. Oh, like, yeah. Like, you know, I feel like, yo, going it forward, like a cheap
coin, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you don't.
So, my
man
was born in Indianapolis. It was cold as shit.
Bro,
boom, fast forward 10 years.
Now, this is where you remember number one? That's where this story started.
Yeah.
When I was watching The Conjuring, right? With Jack and Lorraine,
there was just like, was that a cool Jack?
That was, he was cool.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
So he had Jack and Lorraine. If y'all know, The Conjuring is the one with them little with the tree and
why you saying her, like that?
They're based on true story. Jack and Lorraine was basically these like ghost hunters that would would just come. You know what I'm saying? What would you call them? They poltergeist hunters?
Huh?
What would you call them?
They be hunting. They be like.
Let me look.
The ghost detector.
I don't know.
Ghostbusters. They be busting them. They bust ghosts.
I can't. It's a poltergeist, right?
What's The Conjuring? The fucking the one with the house and shit?
The house.
Well, every scary movie is the one with the house.
And they all got
the
house.
The one with the house.
I think a ghost need a crib.
No, poltergeist is, well, I guess poltergeist hunters, I guess it would be. A poltergeist is a noisy ghost, spirit that is responsible for physical disturbances, such as loud noises and objects being moved or destroyed. So I guess, like, what's that shit? Paranormal Activity, I guess, would be a poltergeist.
Oh, I feel that.
Paranormal investigators. That's what they are. So the shit just be paranormal, like it's not really that normal.
Yes, sir.
So that's it. Yeah. So
that's what that word. Put the definition on what my man just said.
Yeah.
Man.
Lessons. So it be real paranormal when these niggas make like the fucking fifth movie or whatever. And that wasn't where I was going. But where I was going, Conjuring comes out, boom, it's sick. Then I think like Conjuring maybe two or I think it was two. They're like, all right, so we showed y'all a little bit about what Ed and Lorraine could do, and like how they got the ghost thing going on and how they get rid of the ghosts or whatever. But now let me tell you how Lorraine got her powers. Coming up back to 1982. I'm like, nigga,
let's do a deep dive on her life. What she got going on?
You don't even know. Y'all don't even know how they met, right?
Okay, so Conjuring 4. That baby? Yep, deeper than you thought.
Adopted. Basically what happened, director, come here, write this down. We're going to have the baby in the crib, zoom up, and then that's going to bring us to Annabelle. And when they started connecting shit, I'm like, bro, I'm not going to go watch that movie now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, the scary shit, they brought it, like, they took it too far. You know, in Paranormal Activities, like, one, that was like, I could have stopped there. Because number two, three, four, five, I'm like, all right.
Two, I always let you slide with two. Three, you're like, okay, you're asking a lot from me.
Yeah.
You asked me to come outside my house fucking three times now.
Three different fits.
See this shit. Three different outfits.
Three different
size. You're doing too much.
Oh.
Sorry. Fast and the Furious fucking 10 today. Oh, when's that shit drop? What is it?
I personally can tell you, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't remember.
Cartoons, I extra don't care. The last one I seen was like three, I think. Three or four. That was it. I conked out after three or
Call
four.
Call me a grump, bro. I think the last one I seen was Tokyo Drift. My dad started saying, hey, Trevon, man, you know the new Fast and the Furious came out. You went, no, dad, I'm busy tonight. I'm not going. Like, I was just done. I was over it, bro. Like,
no,
I remember I was watching the trailers of Fast and the Furious, and they said something that I felt like they knew that everyone was saying, like, bro, enough's enough. It was
hot. So I know. Fast 9, yeah. Like, look, what do I do? So get this. He gets out the car.
The race on foot.
You know what they fucking mean? And then you know what they shit. You know what they fucking did? RIP Paul Walker, bro. But they're like, yeah, Paul wanted us to do 10, so now we're gonna do 10. Man, come on. My man.
If Pete Dunne was here, man, he'd be like, nah, y'all can stop it. Stop it right now. Like,
yeah. Bro, I was tripping.
Yeah, bro, I may get canceled for that. I'd give y'all gold signs and say, yo, stop, nigga. It's like, you know what?
Move a chair, nigga.
I'll fuck up every shot.
Flicker no. No,
Slam definitely did that. And they ignored that shit. Because, bro, this is not what he wanted, bro.
I'm just telling you. Throw some shit at Vin Diesel. Say, yo, spook the nigga out to leave set, bro.
Chairs ACL, nigga.
Yeah. Dog, it's just enough, bro.
When I seen a car jump from one building to the next.
Oh my God, dog. Literally the same shit that I'm saying about this fucking Ed and Lorraine is saying, let me tell you what Ed is doing. Not Paul Walker. Vin Diesel is like, they're showing a trailer, Fast 9. Serious movie behind the noise and shit. And it's like, yeah, there's just one secret I didn't tell you. That man... He's my little brother. I'm like, all right, oh, all right, God, man. God. All right, yeah, Mr. You Diesel.
Know, you know Ja Rule? Cousins, nigga.
Fast 14, nigga, twin shit. Y'all go see that.
Yo, y'all remember the muscle card I sold back in from the first one? Y'all remember that shit?
Still have it, nigga. It's in my garage, nigga.
The nigga sold it back to me. Double the price.
What's this, nigga? Keys.
Bro, give it up, my nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, though. They put a fast one with the Bow Weezy reunion, because now they got my head with that one.
Bow Weezy's
the new one.
No, nigga.
I gotta go.
I might gotta check that shit out, man.
I'm there. Nigga, y'all got
it's quiet
me.
For me.
But fuck off. Fuck off after this, man. Please.
It's quiet, please. Bro. I couldn't even tell you what niggas' names is. Yeah, I know is Vin and Loretta or something like that.
Who?
Yeah, I got you quiet see? After Ja Rule left, man. I mean, y'all should have kept Ja. That's the best
after
thing
he screamed in the whip.
Yeah, that was good.
He was in that.
Yeah, he was one, in the, no? The first one. Yeah, he lost the race and he's shit. Screaming.
Yeah, he lost the race.
Because I think the girl was going to like fuck with him after if he won and he didn't win.
Yeah.
So he was screaming her name because he lost.
Bro, I the only thing that I'd give Fast and the Furious like some credit for, them niggas inspired, hands down, them niggas inspired the Tim Hortons link up in Branson.
Hell yeah.
These motherfuckers thought it was all some sure. Vin Diesels that are like
just pulling up in sure. Fucking wife beaters.
Bro, mm-hmm. Do you remember how slam scary it was to like go to Tim Hortons or go to Wendy's? Niggas revving their engine. What kind of engine you got in the G35? I'm just here.
Store. I'm just here to get some bits.
Whatever it comes.
Just want a combo, man. Like, bro, things are serious. I'll pink slip for ya. I'm like, bro. Okay, what?
Damn.
What's your? Who did your drop kit?
Stop.
Listen, nigga. I just want
fucking pussy. Fuck. Take this coffee. Fucking iced coffee. Yeah. Bro, them niggas take that shit way too serious, bro.
Yo, speaking of fucking coffee, though, god damn, I'm in it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome.
Grown man status, man.
Welcome.
Yeah, man. Fuck, man. It's good times.
You know you're into the coffee when you got different apparatuses
to
prepare the coffee. I'm onto like 2-3 machines, man.
I got two, three
methods.
I had to ask you.
Yeah.
I had to check. Damn, I checked this. What's the word I'm looking for? I object checked them. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
What's this object you got in your kitchen?
He got some contraptions out there.
The G-check, yeah.
Go ahead, break down a little cold brew. He got a little cold brew thing going on. I'm like, you start getting into coffee, I recently got into espressos.
I'm not there yet.
One day I was just like, all right, instead of drinking all that, let me just get this.
Mm-hmm. I like the activity of just having my prop. I'm just, coffee, I'm hanging out.
Yeah,
because I like the flavor now too. So it's
the flavor, you know, it's the taste. It's
It's going back, you know, every time. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm just never really drinking it to like get energy, because even energy from coffee just feels different. Like it's not.
Bro, I like.
I don't even feel good. I don't even know why I drink it.
I feel good. I feel good right now.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Yo.
And honestly, don't let me have a fucking iced coffee.
Don't let me
get in that mode.
You're only trust a hot me. Boy right now? Bro, that's how it be, bro. You just kind of swooshing your shit around.
I'm saying it's an activity.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. You're just a hot boy. No, I'm on everything. Yes, ice coffees, cold brews, you know what I'm saying? Sure. I'm not like say everything, but ice coffees, cold brews, hot coffee.
I don't like the hot shit.
Yeah. No, I love the hot shit, bro. I did some hot shit before this, so.
For sure. Make you take a hot shit, though. That's the only thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
It do.
Instant.
You be down bad, man.
Yeah. Man, can we talk real quickly about this fucking Bow Wow and Soulja Boy versus?
They doing that?
They doing one. It's official now. Did you know that Timberland and Swiss Beats just did one?
Yeah, not recently though.
That was not the first one.
They did a rematch. Like I think the last weekend that just passed. I ain't know about that shit.
I feel like it was such a quarantine thing. You know, like I like.
Yeah, it's true. It's probably gonna die soon.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, I'm fucking outside. Yeah. What do you want from me?
You know, we're so ungrateful.
But I think it could be dope. But I just think definitely the format got to change. Like it got to be like a show now. It got to be something that maybe you buy tickets to type shit.
Yeah.
You
feel me?
Like,
oh yeah. Word.
I just watched the Gucci and Jeezy one, and that was like really the only one I watched. Everything else, I'm like.
I didn't watch most of them.
Yeah.
To be honest.
The Gucci and Jeezy one, I was locked in because I'm like, bro, I remember this beef.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Bro, every song
I
is
never,
like,
I never, oh yeah. That's what you meant.
That's exactly what he meant.
Damn, I didn't catch the Gucci and Jeezy beef when it happened. I didn't. Yeah. I was never into Gucci Man like that. I'm gonna be honest, bro.
Same.
Like I was never into him like that.
Same. I was
bro, like, I was like 12 years old and I saw that freestyle he did outside the house. Talking about quarter bricks getting OJ the Jew man.
Yeah.
You remember that line that OJ left you off? I just remember the last line.
Fuck, what was it? I know he stumbled very hard.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Really? So on the triple B scales.
So what does that tell you?
Oh yeah.
It was just some was shit like, that I'm like, yo, what does that tell me? And he just calls you up immediately.
I'm like, yo, I heard them rhyme once.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I was entertained. I watched the entire video.
Yeah, he got a triple bean scale.
Shada said that he got a triple bean scale.
Yo.
That shout out Gucci Mane, man. He always gonna have my respect.
Yeah.
We were
who you got, Bow or Soulja? That's what I really want to know.
Oh, Bow Weezy all day.
Yo, the thing is, but Soldier's gonna take that.
Why?
Soulja Boy started everything, bro. He really did. Soulja Boy was a pioneer. Soulja Boy is
like Bow Wow wasn't though.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let me show you some.
There's
damn
two
fish
there's
brains,
little Bow Wow, then there's Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Cause niggas be sleeping on like everybody appreciate the little Bow Wow. Niggas be sleeping on that Bow Wow, nigga. He ain't fresh bro. As I'm is, nigga.
Bro. Yeah.
You know that beat was crazy as shit, nigga.
He was stupid.
I remember that song dropped. I'm looking at my threads like, nigga, I'm not fresh as that nigga.
No, yeah. I'm not even close. Bro, Bow Wow beats made
and
me.
And now when
feel
he first
like
started
took...
getting like really aggressive and shit, he started swearing. We're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Bro.
Bow Wow's beats made me feel like he took a fucking rubber bouncy ball, whipped it into a room, and closed the door. Especially bouncing me.
Wait.
I'm like, yo, and then he was just going with it. I'm like, bro, he is the bouncy ball. Like, it's
like, I need braids.
Yeah.
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 I personally think, I don't think Soulja could do that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, bro.
The thing is, like, it's hard. It's hard to really, you know, compare the two because Bow Wow had, amazing career. But then, like, also Soulja Boy started off really, like, Soulja Boy came in as a hot teen and he had the whole world. Imagine seeing the whole world doing your dance. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to take
that
in.
That was, like, the first.
I recently heard some shit about Crank that when he says Superman that hoe, he was referring to.
Don't fuck it up for me.
Now, kids, go to bed. He was referring to
coming on a girl's back, putting like a paper towel on her back and using the semen as glue, and now she got a cape on, and she's super bad. I'm like, there's no way that's what he meant. But
who said this?
Atlanta niggas different though.
Yo, actually, shout out to Kev on Stage. It was his podcast, and he was breaking it down. Well, his co-host was breaking it down. He didn't know. He was like, "What?" And I'm there like, "What?" Because I'm a Soulja Boy fan. Like, I grew up on Soulja Boy, so I don't believe he was saying that at all. But
I need Soulja to tell me that word for word.
Somebody, I'm not buying somebody. It. Somebody, you know, comment in the comment section if you know. Because I'm like, that sounds just crazy. Like, I really feel like he was just, like, talking about a dance. And, like, Superman that hoe was the fucking, the Superman, you know what I'm saying?
But
Superman,
I just, I mean, could be, because he's talking about crank it. You know, watch me crank it, watch me roll, watch me crank that Soulja Boy and a Superman. So, you know, like.
Yeah, so maybe, like, you know what I'm saying? Crank it.
I don't know, but it just, I just know that that nigga was just coming with them hits after hits hits. And it just
That's a fact.
I remember when Soulja Boy dropped Pow, I was just like, yo, I don't understand. I never knew my speakers could sound this good.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy,
when that beat just, Soulja Boy tell you, don't know me. God, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You already know where that beat going.
I feel you. I think it's a situation closer to like, kind of like the 50 and Ja, if that ever happened. I feel like, yeah, like 50 and Ja, they're going to go back and forth until about that 10, 11, 12 mark, and then 50 just going to run away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You think Bow's going to run away? You think Bow's going
to run? I think Bow's going to run away. Bro, let me hold you. Shorty like mine. Fresh as I'm is.
But is Bow Wow going to, is he going to perform the Lil Bow Wow songs? Like,
of course.
He's going to have
them,
to, but like, you know what I mean?
The
like,
yeah,
he's using some shoes, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I need those. Yeah.
No, he's definitely, bro. Like, my nigga, like, thank you, bro. It'll make you cry when you play that shit.
I was so thankful. Make three of my thank you for supporting Bow Wow, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, I think Bow's gonna, if it goes the distance, which I mean they kinda are like 3 hours on type shit, right?
Yeah.
Bow's gonna run away with it, man.
Well, yo, y'all gotta go on Netflix, man, and watch this motherfucking haunted show. Mm-hmm. These niggas telling ghost stories and then like Netflix like it does, they do reenactments, but it shows. Mm-hmm.
I'll watch that.
Pretty sure they're real. I'm sure they juice it up. Like once you see a nigga, a film crew start unpacking from a truck, I'm sure you'd add a little paprika on that. Ghost story of yours.
Okay, so that's how it ended, okay? Yeah. But hear me out.
It's always the director like biting his lip.
Josh, keep the lights out.
Keep it going.
Hey, listen. The ghost is gonna come and he's gonna fucking destroy the room.
That's not what happened.
I don't give a fuck.
Say it. Go. Action. Bro, most of these stories, I'm like, yo, I wouldn't have these stories because if they're talking about a haunted house, they're like, okay, so night one we get there, we hear strange voices, and then the lights flicker, and then a ball flew across the room. So then the next night,
hold on. We weren't there.
What do you mean next night?
Bro. Yeah. But the thing is, okay, let's be real.
No.
Let's be real.
Like, it was in the morning? A janky ass house. This shit, first off, nigga,
where you
as
going?
Soon as you walk in, okay, no, first off, when you pull up to the drive, before I even get to the drive, I'm like, oh, this is the house? Okay, keep going, fucking hit the highway. Nigga, we're not going to this motherfucker.
Wait, you talking about like they already live in there?
Nah, they're about to like rent it out. Like this group of friends meet. They're like, yeah, we should rent a place. And then they pull up to this old fucking house. They open up the door. The dirty walls. Of course, dirty walls and shit. They got a little box. Like, oh, start unpacking, man.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't make it even there.
Just gotta clean up a bit.
If I made it for the first night, some crazy shit happened.
Yeah, no.
I'm leaving my. Oh, you can keep all my shit, niggas, upstairs. I didn't want to see it upstairs.
Okay, what happens if you're in it? Sorry, there's hair in my mouth. What happens when you're in it?
What you mean by that?
You though? Already moved in.
No.
You in a place and so you don't know it's haunted. Then it starts popping off.
Okay. Yeah, I just go out. This is me hitting the four seal sign into the ground.
The thing is, it's not that easy. Let me tell you a story.
It's not that easy. But it could be, though.
If you don't have the funds for it, like, where are you going? Like, that's, bro, if I'm like, let's just say I have a family and my kid is telling me, like, mommy, there's something downstairs. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, how much you got on the mortgage?
Okay, what kind of noise is it? Did it hurt you? No, man, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Just chill.
But all right, let's be realistic. You're right.
Bro, okay, so look, I'm gonna tell you a story. There's one night I was in this, I was in the crib in the dot, right? Where at my place. And I heard a noise, right? I heard a voice.
Okay.
Everyone that was in the house was right beside me. Mm-hmm. We all just finished saying something. Mm-hmm. So I know for a fact it was not me. It was neither was it anyone else beside me, because we just finished talking. We could not, we took our breaths. We're gathering ourselves now. Right when we're done, I heard something. I looked and I said, pack a bag. We're going to a hotel now.
Mm-hmm. Y'all packed? Mm-hmm.
I left.
You packed though?
A bag.
Or just straight out.
I packed a fucking shirt.
I don't even look at it.
Long shirts, bro.
I get to the thing and the guy got a fucking toothbrush and a sock. And go, okay.
Bro, yeah, I was out. I'm like, yo, there's no way I'm staying here, but I know I have to come back tomorrow. Yeah. And the next day, and I stayed there for a minute. I was there for a cool minute.
Mm-hmm. Alone and shit, too.
Well, I was dolo in there, but I'm like, yo, where are you really going? Where are you really going when you hear some shit?
That's real.
That's real. What fucks me up. Because if the ghost is gonna know, oh, we got this motherfucker.
Oh, he alone.
Yo, we got this nigga. Bro, that nigga gonna say, hey, look, this nigga gonna set his kitchen table up. Go ahead, throw that fork. Go ahead. You're done for, bro. Like,
if I see shit moving, like, nah, okay, I guess, yeah, voice is pretty crazy. But then there's a lot of, like, okay, maybe, like, I could convince myself into staying again.
Mm-hmm. If a fucking table's like this and now it's sideways,
mm-hmm.
there's no, oh, that fucking ghost did it. And I don't live there no more.
I would want to leave.
I'm out.
So once the ghost starts moving objects, this place, you came back to this place, and your whole fucking setup was upside down. What are your next moves, realistically?
But you think you got robbed or something? You think someone?
No, like, nigga, you know shit. For sure. No,
I went to the bathroom, came back to
came
shit.
Back. Your whole shit, your whole junk was flipped.
Off that, for sure.
Where are you going?
Step number one is go outside.
Go outside, 100%. I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
Go outside. If I'm alone, nigga, I'm sleeping in my whip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a whip ski.
But you had tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
Then I have to come back.
I think about it tomorrow. I'm too frazzled right now.
I'm asking you, what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, always lights on, always TV on, always music playing.
Real shit.
If I had to stay, I'm going to.
Yeah, I'll probably go back in next day. Okay, just kind of look around. Just, okay, Sheldon, there's no way it's a ghost. Talk myself down. Talk myself out of it. Flip my shit back.
Your desk, your computer monitor.
You know what I mean? Hope and pray that the following night it never happens again. That's it.
Yo.
That's the most I can do in that situation.
I tried to get out of a lease once, and the amount of bread it was, it just made no sense. And I said, yo, I asked myself in that moment, I said, if this motherfucker was haunted, they're not taking anything for it. They don't give a shit. They're saying, okay, well, I don't give a fuck what's happening. Like, you have to pay this price. And I asked myself, I'm like, all right, if this shit was getting really crazy here, am I going to pay this price or am I going to stay here? Realistically, you're staying there.
Yeah, nah, for sure. For sure. You're damn right. Yep.
So all these ghost stories, I'm like, bro, especially if they're in like a different type situation, it's just like, bro, it is what it is. Yeah.
Okay, one of the stories, niggas like, I was depressed. I'm not depressed. I don't know, niggas. She's fighting with her mom or some shit. So she would go to chill at the graveyard.
That is unnecessary.
Wait, where's her mom though?
She's like at home and shit.
What's the graveyard hold? What's the hold?
She's just being a fucking edgy teen. Like, you know, I'm gonna chill in the graveyard.
Nah, nigga.
No boss.
You already, that's you're begging now at that point.
You're going to the ghost store. Yeah. That's the fucking ghost place.
You're saying, follow me home. Saying, I'm sad, I'm down, and ghosts like that. Ghosts love that
you're
shit.
You're going to the ghost orphanage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Demons love that shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, man, I don't ruin the fuck that shit, nigga. Saw her boyfriend the next day, or the guy she was smashing. He's like, she was like trying to get back at her mom, so she was like revolting and just like, getting just doing some edgy shit, smoking cigarettes, and just getting with like edgy guys. I want to say this nigga's name was Spider or some shit. Smashing son in the graveyard, and then the next day he comes through and he's like, "Yo, I got a gift for you," and it's like a tombstone. And she's like, "What the hell is this?" And he's like, "All right, fine, fuck you." And then she's like, "Well, I guess I gotta keep the tombstone in my house." Kept it in the crib. And then she took it to the graveyard. She couldn't find where it went. So she's like, "I guess it's my responsibility. I got to keep it." And then she kept it. And she's talking about the shadow that would like follow her around and do all types of crazy shit. And there's one part she talked about. The ghost was feeling her up. And she's like, "Yo, I didn't. I wasn't trying to stop that." She's kind of digging his energy. And then she didn't say like, "And then I went to bed and it was all good." She just like, and then moving on now.
What?
She got pieced off by a ghost, I believe.
And then he just grew attached. And also, Spider was always a ghost.
No, Spider was real. Spider said fuck you when he found out that she didn't have a tombstone.
That's funny. That's fucking
funny. Remember the scene in Scary Movie where she had sex with the ghost?
Yeah. It was that. And he was like influencing her thoughts, and she was like saying crazy shit to like her new boyfriend. The ghost got jealous, and she's like, "You can fucking kick rocks. Like, I'm gonna fuck with this demon.
Damn,
he loves me better.
He does things you can't do.
But he gave you the fucking lesson."
Yeah, it gets scary, man.
I'm gonna check it out, man. I'm gonna check it out.
It's one of those things where you want to stop watching, but then you're like, "Okay, let me get scared one more time."
Yeah, scare me again.
Yeah, and then you just like going for the watch, like you just do a content rinse off. Or something. Let me watch home. You watch the ghost shit, then you watch a bunch of like home improvement shit. Just like, there was nothing scary about Mike Holmes nigga installing new baseboards.
Let's do that in the attic. There's some creepy things in my attic.
Yeah, we got the 4 blood stains. We're gonna fucking power wash them down.
Shit, man. Let's get into Discord questions, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How's it going, boys? My name's Alex. I'm a video editor myself, and I cannot tell you how much of an inspiration the 4 Y'all crew is to me. The skits, the vlogs, this podcast, just everything. This is a question for Jay and Trey mostly, but yo, don't get it twisted, Shells, because I be listening to the music too, bro, without a doubt.
You don't gotta do that. Sorry.
Anyways, I've been watching 4 Y'all for like a long time.
I like music.
Found you guys from Jamaican Caillou, bro. It's been some time. Holy. This is more of just crispy a burning ass, question I had for y'all than it is asking for advice. I just want to know, what is the video that you are the most proud of and why? It could be for any reason. Like, is it the second types of ballers in the court because y'all had the Raptors in the video? Is it like the Jamaican parents and technology video with your aunt because of how much pure authenticity is in the video? Is it one of the T-Dog Goonscrap DVDs because it's just like the magnum opus of everything Toronto? I don't know. Any video.
Magnum opus, nigga.
I
don't know.
Personally, my favorite video on the 4 Y'all channel has to be the Oxcord battle one. Every time I watch that, I'm in tears. And before I go, you already know, I said I was a video editor, so I obviously got to shout out my YouTube channel. But hold on. I did not come through empty-handed. I got a little gift. I just made a little tiny mini little documentary about you guys on the channel. I made it to the best of my editing abilities so far, man. It's like eight minutes. Please check it out. It's only like the second vid on my channel, but there will be more very soon. Like I said, y'all were just such an editing inspiration for me, so I felt like I had to do something in return before I just came in and said, "Oh, check out my YouTube channel." I'm going to put the link to this video right above this voice message in the Discord. My channel is just called Alex Meiusi, AlexMeiusi. I mean, I guess this is the advice part, but if you guys or the Eagles got any feedback, positive or negative, please let me know. I want to get better and better at editing, so if the goats watch it and they like it, I know I'm on the right track. Anyways, sorry, that was a bit of a ramble. Video that you are the most proud of. Take care, boys.
Thumbs up his video right
there,
man.
First, I want to thumbs this up right away.
Yes, sir.
Second off,
facts.
I know this is a good video because your audio is too fucking clear. That was too a really good video. Really good.
Sound like you edited the audio clip.
Yes. Sound like you edited that shit. And on top of it, you use the word meniscus dublo.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'll take it. Yo, first off, the Oxcord battle is one of those videos where I'm like, goddamn, that was one of those videos where like we dropped it and then I'm like, nah, y'all niggas didn't get that shit. There's not enough appreciation for this video. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was one of those videos that just got super
we just got super into my into our minds and just like, yo, fucking, let's just like, it's sort of, it was a strange concept, but even watching it back to this day, I'm like, yo, that's a fucking, this is a very real thing.
Bro, to this day, I see niggas Shazam my shit, and I'm like, I got you, like, I got you. Like that shit? Like, yeah. Especially when it's a SoundCloud unreleased joint and Spotify or Shazam say, can't find.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I say the same thing. That was like a hidden gem that we just really got into our bags and we said, okay, everybody, like, we had to do the most. We had to get the boxing match. We had to get the boxing ring, sorry, and a bunch of people to kind of like just say, yo, just trust me. Like, it's all going to come together. But that's crazy. But,
what's your favorite? Yeah, I probably gotta say Goonscrap DVD 2.
Yeah, it'd be between Goonscrap 1 or 2, just because Goonscrap really was like another one of the videos that we just really let loose and just kind of went crazy on, and we just kind of dove into our bags. It just kind of hits so many nostalgic points for us, and just seeing it resonate well with the city, just kind of,
and beyond, that was just the biggest surprise.
And beyond, yeah, like just kind of.
That was like full of just be yourself, get into everything, you know, really get into a niche and don't be afraid of like, all right, people, this is going to translate.
Yeah.
Cause we're like just very, we expected that people wouldn't translate like that, like beyond the city. Yeah. We're like, fuck it. Let's just go. We're already so deep into this idea. Yeah, let's just go even deeper. And it's just like a nostalgic trip, making that video and then shooting it, then watching it back. Yeah. And then T-Dog Bootcrap DVD. At the time, we didn't realize how much the production level went up. Which I really thought was cool, and then obviously we got Drake in it, which was like that was like a childhood thing when we were doing YouTube really young. It's just like, yeah, maybe like in the future we get Drake in the video. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, what the fuck is, what video we're gonna get this nigga in? What skit are we gonna get Drake in?
Right.
And I don't know. It's too perfect. It was just perfect. It's a perfect video. Yeah. Perfect recipe.
Even I feel like Drake was even asking that question, like, what video would he ever come in on with us? Because even the sketch that we made, every track that Drake makes is hot, bro. We were spitting facts. I'm like, bro, it just came to the point. I'm like, bro, when would this guy miss? Like, literally when? And I feel like that was like kind of one of the videos that he was like, yo, like, all right, you niggas, I see you niggas. Like, that's what, when he publicly started saying, I see y'all. And yeah, like that was another sleeper, but I'd definitely just say Goonscrap. But I'm definitely gonna check that video out. I have it open right here. Eagles, when this episode come out, we're gonna link this automatically because I know this shit good. We're gonna link this down below. Make sure y'all go check it out too. Show my man Alex.
Cool. Yeah, that title is. Shaz,
what's your favorite video
crazy.
Of us, man?
My favorite video, y'all.
Right now.
Off top, you know what? I'm gonna do two. I'm gonna give y'all two. First one would be the Vima one.
Yes.
I just like, just man,
that was just a capsule of just like what was going on in the time.
And I was in it. Yeah, exactly. So for sure. And y'all know I've told you guys like a million times. I've said this publicly so many times. Like the Judge Tyco shit to me was just like, it doesn't get much better than that, in my opinion. Like for just quality, and specifically the Tommy episode, for just like encapsulating Toronto, encapsulating comedy, encapsulating quality. To me, that's like the future of like where you guys could take it, you know what I'm saying? Just in terms of like production, you know, and just really like putting that foot in front of the other, you know. So yeah,
for sure, man.
Yeah, Judge Cycle is something else, man. That's my baby. So
it's good, like a little kid choosing his favorite toys, like this one. And they like, look at the other one, like, damn, dude, hold on. This is
like, yo, what's popping to all the Eagles out there, man? I know y'all out there watching. Y'all watching me from above while I record this quick questionnaire for the guys at Random Order, man, but. Yeah, so I know a few videos back, or usually people come in here and ask like editing or like promotion online advice, but I kind of wanted to know something deeper. Like I wanted to know how well organized do you guys keep your workspace, like your files and your presets, your upcoming videos, like, and how that affects your work, like. I'm really trying to like add a lot to my YouTube channel, and like put great fonts, great transitions. I know Jay over here is like a beast with the masking, bro, and the quick font edits. Like y'all been doing this for a while, bro. I've been tuned in ever since y'all was in like that one house in Brampton, bro, with the twins.
Yes, sir.
I used to always do them skits, bro. Like Waleed too, when he popped in the picture. But yeah, man, I appreciate all the videos you guys make. You know, you guys really, I don't know about everybody else, but I can't speak for myself. You guys did open up my eye when it comes to like being a content creator. Cause like I said, before I started doing a gaming YouTube channel, you can check your boy out at Meek Alo on YouTube, man. Check your boy out. But before I started doing that, I actually did music videos, and I actually didn't study like a lot of people's work. I actually studied how Jay edited back in the day, like with all this masking, because that's what's popping like with a lot of things now, like you see with the ASAP Rocky effects and all that. But you guys should just give me some good advice about how I can keep organized, how I can keep my videos like fresh but still in a safe, like how I can consistently come with the same man, I don't know how to word this, man, but you know what I'm saying, bro.
I feel you. I feel you. Y'all answer
that shit. Check my channel out. Meek Alo, man. Appreciate y'all.
Y'all got it, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Good question.
Yes, sir.
Bro, that's literally how I feel when I'm talking on this podcast sometimes. Like,
y'all see what I'm doing, bro. Y'all see me struggling with these bags, nigga. Take the fucking finish my sentence, nigga.
I fucking got the one on the right finger. This shit hurt. Holy shit. Man, I'll let you answer this one, big dog.
Organization question.
That shit. Because my shit was different, like with editing random order. Like, it's literally so many fucking, like, at random order, if I delete something, it would like delete off another like layer or some shit like that. So I had to like leave so many things. I couldn't organize it because the final cut would be like, where the hell did you put this file? So it's like,
my shit was like, shit, man. Yo, I feel like a lot of people sleep on like keeping that desktop organized.
I'm telling you, brother.
Like, I do fall off a lot when I'm, especially when I'm just going crazy with an edit. I got to drag a bunch of shit onto my desktop. But, like, that feeling of when all my shit's organized, I know where all my files are at, everything makes sense. I just, like, I feel like I operate a lot better. But I think I go through cycles. I just fucking totally spit over. It's all good. I feel like I go through cycles of just, like, getting messy and then, like, just coming back to being organized. And when getting messy never gets really fucking crazy. But I don't know. And I wouldn't doubt that some people have a system to their mess. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the shit could look like chaos, but nigga could tell you, nigga, huh? Right under that nigga old crusty boxers, nigga, is my fucking USB handing that to me. Mm-hmm. And he knows that shit for sure. So I don't know. What works for me is just, I don't know. I operate better when I get organized. And your level of organization is going to be different than mine. Mm-hmm. Some niggas, even I see some niggas and how they lay out their work and shit. I'm like, hey, you're doing too much, nigga. So I don't know, it's different for everybody. You just gotta try shit out and you know, see where you're lacking, where you could do better, and then you try and find a solution to that shit, and that's it.
Yeah,
not crazy.
In Final Cut, I always try to like organize my libraries as to like, it'd be like, I don't know, like
I like a nice folder selection.
Yeah,
video, so, audio.
But it's so hard when you gotta import new shit. Like Random Order had a lot of sound effects for it before I suddenly fuck this. it had a lot of different sound effects, so every time I was adding it, it's like I would just add it to a library that I'm editing right now. So like I would have to later on go back. You have to like dedicate a day to clean it up, but then as you edit, you're adding so many files and you're not worried about organizing and shit. So it's like, I feel like maybe every end of the month or whatever, like me, I did it every couple like videos where I'm like, okay, every 10 videos I'd re-edit and like delete new files and whatever, because our computer had held space. And that can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, because the good thing is like you're just leaving everything there to say fuck it, but then like you're going back trying to find a sound, you're listening to literally, bro, we have way too many sounds on that joint, bro. Way too many sounds on that joint. So it's good to keep it clean, but it's really how you operate, because again, just some people have a messy
whole messy situation, but they know where everything's at. Be like, oh, that's right there.
Yeah. So no, yeah.
Who picked my big my fucking booger up off the floor, nigga? It was right here, nigga. I'll tell you. What else do you ask? How do you keep something about keeping some shit fresh and shit?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, you know, it was a long one.
Hey, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just thought,
you know what the fuck we said.
You know what we would say.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. You know what time it is, man. This has been episode 87 of the Random Order Podcast, man. You're a real one for watching this far, unless you skip it. Fuck it. You skip it. Yeah, it's all good.
Then you're an asshole.
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with us. Click that bell to become a true Noda Gang Eagle, man. You know what it is, man.
Got to.
Audio version of Random Order Podcast is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate and comment, man. You know what it is. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at The Random Order Show. 4YE.ca, we getting busy.
Mm-hmm.
We getting busy.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this week, sorry, not to cut you off real fast. This week, I need happy birthday, Sheldon, in the comments, please. Mm-hmm. My birthday
lit up. So we got birthday situations.
Yeah.
Follow us at number 4YE on Instagram. Turn on the post notifications, man. We're going to let you know when we drop.
Ooh.
You're the Random Order Golden Eagle of the day, man. Crystal Tatum.
Yes, yeah.
Yo, and y'all, oh yeah, go follow me on Twitch too, because I just started Twitching Ghost of Tsushima, and I'm playing that shit on lethal mode. All my Eagles are, you already know, they told me to play a shit in lethal mode, and I stressed out.
I ain't gonna lie.
Stressed out.
Okay, bye.
Check him out.